You're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's look at arts and culture, and I'm Lauren Brown. After the main hub for underground music in Columbia closed, the experimental community remained diminished. But a local nonprofit is connecting the community in new ways through a three-day experimental music festival. As KBIA's Seth Bodine tells us, the event is dedicated to experimental and adventurous sounds.
Alex Cunningham is playing violin at Cafe Berlin, but he doesn't have any notes to memorize. His performances are completely improvisational. Cunningham is playing with a drummer and a saxophone player. He says the trio aims to make spur-of-the-moment music. The results, he says, are chaotic. The energetic frenzy of sounds lasts minutes before slowly winding down. It's a cacophony of dissonant noises that lasts minutes. But eventually, the chaos comes to a slow. Cunningham is one of many experimental groups playing at Columbia's Experimental Music Festival. He traveled from St. Louis to play. It's his second year playing at the event. He says the trio's music fits right in.
It's really nice to have, you know, people into niche music coming together. That's why things like this are really great, because we can curate music that, you know, is not going to be played on the radio or something like that, that falls, you know, left of spectrum in terms of, you know, traditional listening taste.
Matthew Crook is the program director of Dismal Niche, a local nonprofit and tape label that hosts the event. He started the label with a friend in 2013. He's involved with the do-it-yourself scene, commonly referred to as DIY. It's a community of artists that makes music independently. Typical venues for DIY show include houses and basements. Crook started the label with a friend after the main hub of Columbia's DIY scene called the Hair Hole was torn down in 2013.
So we started the label as kind of a way to try to kind of keep our community together.
The festival started in 2015 as a showcase of artists on the Dismal Niche label. Since then, it's expanded, and this year it hosted more than 20 artists from across the region and country. Some independent labels from other countries even sponsored the event this year. People crowded Eastside Tavern to listen to a Portland musician called Amulets on Saturday. The solo project by musician Randall Taylor involves tape looping to create ambient music. It's a technique that's been used since the 70s for experimentation. Taylor describes the DIY scene as interconnected and supportive.
If you're coming through their town, they'll help you get a show, or they'll book you. And likewise, if they're coming through your town, you'll connect them with the people that you know, or do it yourself. And it makes it feel like a nice, smaller DIY community that people really care about.
Inevitably, not everyone will enjoy some of the music presented at a festival like this. Crook says a note handed to him during the show reminded him of this.
It says, feedback from Ukrainian girls. No offense, guys, but please look for some harmony inside you. You will enjoy it more.
Crook chuckled and took a picture of the note, showing it to his friends. He says the music is supposed to challenge listeners. Based on attendance at the festival, maybe the music is expanding taste. Crook says the event has grown over the years. It looks like from here, there's only more room for expansion. Seth Bodine, KBIA News.
Thank you for listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's Look at Arts and Culture. I'm Lauren Brown.